Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, we typically grab a random show and see how long we can hang on. But today, the Habit Hackers went out to podcastrodeoshow.com, clicked on the Fiverr button because, you know, there is no upsell. It's $5. And said, hey, Dave, we'd love to hear your opinion about our show. It's called Habit Hackers Rebel Radio. Here's their description in Apple Podcasts. It says, we are here to add real, practically, I think it's supposed to be practicality. We are here to add practically to entrepreneurship. We want the actions we take now to affect our future. We interview people on their path to success and learn what habits they make a ritual, shortcutting our own success. Let's begin. Their website is not a website. It's a Facebook page, facebook.com/group/406731196400974, which I'll have a link out in the show notes. So that was the first thing. We'll give you a little bonus content. The fact you don't have a website makes me worried. Because, I mean, get a domain name at least or something. Also, you're using Libsyn. You could use habithackers.libsyn.com as your website, just so you know. But before we get to the actual program, let me remind you about this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Now, they're still kind of early out of the gate. They're on episode number 7. This is part 1 of 2 on habits to be a New York writer with Paul Jun. Goes a little something like this.
When I kind of explain like the journey that I'm on, the path I'm on, kind of like this self-reinvention through self-education, who do I think I am that I could all of a sudden become a writer? It was an all-day, everyday, weekly thing. I think without that, I definitely would not be where I am today.
Okay.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Habit Hackers Rebel Radio, episode number 7.
And what's the show about?
This is a very special episode of Habit Hackers Rebel Radio. I sat down with Paul Jun, who is a writer and a photographer in New York. Now, we had such a great conversation. There was so much insight and so much good stuff to share on habits, on forging your own path, that I thought it just was too much for one episode. So what we have is we have two episodes broken up by what this guy does. This episode is on Paul's writing. Paul is a freelance writer. He's head of content at Creative Mornings. Creative Mornings is a free monthly breakfast lecture series for the creative community, as well as being a contributor to 99U. We'll put links. Paul's website, Motivated Mastery, is where you can find
links where?
As well as that, you can find Paul's book, Connect the Dots, Strategies and Meditations on Self-Education. Paul's a really interesting guy with a real clear understanding of how he does what he does and how he got to where he is. This episode focuses purely on his writing and the habits that got him there, but enjoy.
I'd love to hear about failing college and
that process of
starting writing and what college didn't do for you, what writing did do for you.
So we're going to learn from a guy that failed out of college. This is interesting.
Liberating transition.
When I was encouraged to start writing, that was around the time where I was kind of transferring to my like 4-year graduate school. And I took up the journalism program because I thought I wanted to be a journalist. And, you know, maybe it was just like the school's program, but it felt very outdated. They were not talking about social media, and look at how, you know, journalists are impacted by social media today. They were not having that conversation. Even if I try to, I think a lot of my professors just saw it as like a trend or something that's just going to pop. Little did they know that it would, you know, literally shape our politics and culture. So I was really kind of frustrated by that. And so I took a semester off, and you know, the option of dropping out was off the table because I was still living with my parents at the time. You know, these old school Korean parents who just believe in education, believe in graduating. Even if I could create the most compelling argument of why this was not the best opportunity for me to kind of hone my skills, it wasn't happening. So I actually set the goal of not getting straight A's and getting straight C's. I studied psychology simply because it fascinated me. I didn't want to study something. And I don't know why I didn't take like an English major. I think when I reflect back on it, I think my thinking was that if I took an English writing, you know, kind of degree, I would be forced to write things that weren't like kind of true to my heart. And that would actually turn me off from writing. And so I wanted to kind of avoid that. And I thought, okay, well, what if I understood people? Could that improve the things that I write and how I write them, right? If I could really deeply understand human nature. And so I studied psychology and I, you know, the goal was to get straight C's. What that really means is I think, you know, everyone has a certain level of attention and bandwidth. And I simply was just using my energy differently. I would still show up to class and I would take some tests and some finals I wouldn't show up to at all. But the question is, if you do that, it's about opportunity cost, right?
No, the question is, how did you fail college?
If you don't dedicate your time to school full time and try to get straight A's, then what do you do instead? And so I read books. I would read 100 books a year. I would write about the things that I'm reading. And that was what my blog was for. That's what it eventually became. It went from like gaming, you know, in the early years to food, to movies. I took a very long break. Then I started writing about writing and blogging because it was a way for me to understand what is this new platform? What is this new opportunity that's happening on the internet? I had been studying so many online businesses and just also freelance writers. And I'm realizing like, whoa, this online business here has, you know, 200,000 email subscribers and they're literally growing their business by producing really valuable blog content. So when does he turn around? When does he actually leave college? And I was like, what is at the heart of all of this? It's writing. It's not actually anything else. It's, you know, graphic design, sure, whatever. But the value of what everyone was offering that I was studying was essentially the written word. And so that gave me a lot of hope because I think at the time, you know, you think of the term writer and you think of an author, right? Someone who makes a living selling books. But I think by studying what was happening online, that fundamentally shifted the way that I started approaching writing. And so Motivated Mastery became just a record of my learning. I would read a book, usually a book a week. And so, you know, when I read the book, I have all these notes and post-its bursting out of it. When I'm done with it, I let it sit for about a week, let the kind of insights and knowledge marinate. And then,
yeah, I can't take any kind of, well, you know, more of this, and I'm going to earn my $5 today. I normally do not do this, but check this out. So tell me about failing out of school.
When I was encouraged to start writing, that was around the time where I was kind of transferring to my like 4-year graduate school. And I took up the journalism program because I thought I wanted to be a journalist. And, you know, maybe it was just like the school's program, but it felt very outdated. They were not talking about social media, and look at how journalists are impacted by social media today. They were not having that conversation. You think of the term writer and you think of an author, right? Someone who makes a living selling books. I think by studying what was happening online, that fundamentally shifted the way that I started approaching writing. And so Motivated Mastery became just a record of my learning.
So that answers the question, how did you flunk out of college and why? He got out of college because he didn't feel they were up to date. They weren't talking about social media. He studied a bunch of businesses, read a bunch of books, and started his blog. I mean, that's it. The rest was all just, and it's what got me was it, I left in, I think, a you know there. I cut out a bunch of ums and a bunch of you knows. I also cut out the giant in the middle of the one answer. Cut those out. Not that that's going to kill your podcast, but the idea is you want to make your guest sound good so they'll promote it. And this guy was rambling on forever, and I think he forgot what the original question was. So that would be the first thing, would be, You could, and kudos. Let's talk about what you did right. You asked a really good question. You knew your guest and you got him to go right into the story. You didn't start off with, so tell me a little bit about yourself. So that was good. The audio quality is you know, but it's your guest and he's apparently a foot and a half away from the microphone. What are you going to do? I liked the production of the way the show started. I would have liked to heard, welcome to Habit Hackers Rebel Radio, where we blah, 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 blah. You did a good job of introducing your guest and why he was here. I look at your titles and I wonder, this kind of looks like a show where I'm going to interview experts and hope to get a sponsor. And I just need to tell you, you have a 93% chance of failure. Only about 7 to 10% of people get enough downloads to get an actual like stamps.com kind of sponsor. So unless you're selling something yourself, unless you have a product or something of that nature, I kind of look at this and go, oh, it's one of those again. So I'm not trying to poo-poo your idea. I just want you to know what you're getting into, that 93% of podcasts do not have enough downloads to get a sponsor. So you're going to be going the Patreon route, or you're going to have to find something super niche to fit your audience. And I would get a website. If you have one, go into Libsyn under settings, edit show settings, and put your actual website in there so it's not pointing at your Facebook page. Because if you want to go up the charts, and for the record, being high on the charts in iTunes does not do a lot for you, or Apple Podcasts, whatever you want to call it this week, but you're going to need people to subscribe. And I don't believe that's an option on your Facebook page. Whereas if you're sending people to at least your Libsyn page, there are ways then you can put your information from Apple and from Stitcher and from TuneIn and from Google Play Music to where people could at least subscribe to your show. So for a seventh episode, not bad. I would tidy things up. I like the introduction. I would explain what the show is, because you got to remember, not everybody was reading your description in Apple Podcasts. So welcome to the Habit Hackers Rebel Radio, where we blah, 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 blah. And then maybe even say, I'm your host, so-and-so, and then explain why we should listen to you a little bit. You know, for me, I always just say I've been podcasting since 2005 when I'm doing the School of Podcasting. On this show, I say I'm from the schoolofpodcasting.com, just to give people an idea of like, well, why should I listen to that guy? So keep that in mind. And if you would like to get, now again, I don't normally go in and do this extra work, but I just heard this and was like, this just needs editing. You know, and a little, you know, if, again, he's on episode 7. Little editing, little focus, and, you know, off you go. But if you'd like me to give you my first impression of your show, just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. And if you want me to, and that's just a brief example of how I dig into your content. It's myself. It's Eric K. Johnson. It's called the Podcast Review Show. You can find it at podcastreviewshow.com. And we go super deep into your content, into your website, into the flow, into your technology, and really point out what you're doing right and anything that you might want to tweak just a little bit. You can find that at podcastreviewshow.com. Everything you can find out at podcastrodeoshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to enjoy your ride.